This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Cambodian officials say at least 17 construction workers are dead after a building under construction in the coastal city of Sihanoukville collapsed. Another 24 are injured. It is not clear how many people are missing. The workers were sleeping on the second floor of the seven-story building early Saturday morning. Survivors said at least 50 to 60 workers used that building as their housing. The project was to be a condominium and was owned by a Chinese investor. Police have detained four people for questioning about the collapse. Ethiopian officials say the chief of staff of the army has been shot. However, there are no details on his condition or where the shooting actually occurred. The reported shooting of the defense official came hours after what it was described as an attempted coup in Ethiopia's Amhara state. Residents at the capital say that they heard heavy gunfire. U.S. President Trump says that he is delaying a nationwide sweep to deport people living in the U.S. illegally. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
It starts, you know, during the course of this next week, maybe even a little bit earlier than that.
That's what President Trump told reporters as he headed off to Camp David Saturday morning. But a couple of hours later, he tweeted that he was delaying the operations for 2 weeks at the request of Democrats. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi responded with her own tweet saying the delay is welcome and would provide time to work on comprehensive immigration reform, adding families belong together. Earlier, President Trump laid out what he expects to see.
We need Congress to fix the loopholes and fix asylum, and we will have the cleanest border there is.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump said Saturday he planned major new sanctions against Iran to take effect Monday without providing details, huddling with administration officials at the presidential retreat Camp David. He announced the move in a tweet saying Iran cannot have nuclear weapons and that the sanctions will be dropped as soon as the country becomes a